This is Destination Midnight. You are listening to the Dreadhouse Podcast. I'm not scared. Destination Midnight is a part of the Spooky Network.
Enfield has a bad reputation when it comes to crime, violence and drugs. But there is nothing worse than having arsonists plague the streets, destroying homes and neighbourhoods with a single match. In 2006, an arsonist managed to destroy a library, a school, an apartment complex and a nursing home within an 8-week period. The police were using every resource available to locate this sick firebug, but they never found any clues or suspects in these devastating crimes. 2 months after the last fire, there was a 999 call that made the news, as the call claimed that the arsonist in question was about to strike, and sure enough, he did. In the call, you can hear the panicked screams as the residents of yet another apartment complex fled for their lives and tried desperately to put out the flames. But the most startling moment came when the caller began crying out in pain as he'd become trapped in the burning building, the flames scorching his entire body. No one knew what became of the mystery caller, and it was believed that he'd perished in a fire. The building was burned to the ground, leaving almost 100 people homeless. A small memorial was constructed at the ruins of the building in honour of the unknown man who called 999 and saved many lives. The police knew that the arsonists loved to return to the scene of their crimes, to admire their work and their destruction. Setting up a few surveillance cameras around the memorial, the police painstakingly awaited any suspicious individuals who might stop by. It only took them about 3 weeks to finally locate a suspect. In the footage of the camera, a tall man wearing a black hoodie and a bandana with a skeletal depiction of the human jaw over his mouth approached the memorial and just stared at the charred ruins of the apartment building. He stared for hours, barely moving and never turning his gaze. When another person began approaching the memorial, he suddenly turned away and walked down the pavement out of sight. The man returned night after night for almost a week. Each time he did the same thing, stared at the ruins in awe and shied away from anyone who approached, except on the seventh night. A woman was walking her dog and passed by the man. He turned and smiled at her, frightened her to no end. She reported the strange man to the police, claiming that he was grinning wickedly with the smell of petrol and smoke. 2 nights later, another building was torched by the arsonist, an abandoned warehouse which still had surveillance cameras running. The same man from the memorial appeared at the scene wearing the same hoodie and bandana. Witnesses to the fire claimed to have seen a man running from the warehouse wearing a dark hoodie, and the weird thing was, he seemed to be smiling, a twisted, almost impossible huge grin on his face. The police were able to pick up a trail using scent tracking hounds. The dogs led the police to a small rundown house on the outskirts of Enfield. Inside was a lone occupant wearing the same hoodie. Aside from the arsonist, there are gallons of petrol, butane, matches, lighters, and a newspaper clippings talking about the series of arson set fires. When the police cornered the man and ordered him to the ground, they were horrified by the man's face. He had never been wearing a bandana. His actual jaw was exposed, leaving him with a perpetual grin burned onto his face. This man had been the one who called 999 and seemingly died in the blaze. He had been horrifically burned but survived, his face nothing more than a monument to the sickness that is arson. The man laughed a little and looked at the police as he struggled to speak, his lipless grin mocking everyone who dared to look at him. "It's about time you found me," he arrogantly replied with a hoarse, raspy voice. "I was going to give you guys another call."
Presented by Samhain. Music by Mostly.
Produced by the Dreadhouse Podcast.
The Hiking Pod.